Leading our news this morning, world leaders have condemned the beheading of American journalist James Foley by Islamic State militants in Iraq. US President Barack Obama has called it an act of violence that shocks the conscience of the entire world. British Prime Minister David Cameron says it's increasingly likely the terrorist responsible was from the UK. James Foley's parents say their son was passionate about reporting on the war from Syria.
He just felt it was, the world had to know. The world had to know about the evil. The world had to know what's happening, the suffering of children.
Diane Foley. Rubbish collections in several states are being disrupted today. Rubbish collectors Trans-Pacific have taken their fleet of nearly 3,000 trucks off the road pending a safety review. The decision follows a fatal crash in Adelaide on Monday involving one of the company's trucks. The Australian Medical Association today releases details of its alternative GP co-payment scheme. The AMA has been a strong critic of the government's plan to charge bulk billed customers $7 to visit a doctor. The AMA's model is likely to exempt the elderly, concession card holders and children from the co-payment. Cardinal George Pell will face the Royal Commission into Child Sex Abuse via video link from the Vatican this afternoon. He'll be quizzed about the so-called Melbourne response, which was a scheme set up by the Catholic Church to provide compensation to abuse victims.